Here with a look at what it says in Thursday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The prospect of a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine, a call for filling stations to cut their prices, and the first St. Patrick's Day celebrations in 3 years are some of the stories and images carried on your front pages this morning. Under the lead headline, Ukraine and Russia say peace deal is possible, Daniel McLaughlin reports from Lviv in today's Irish Times that although officials from both countries have said that talks are ongoing, Russian forces continue their deadly bombardment of Ukraine, the bombing of a theatre where hundreds of people had been sheltering, and the alleged killing of 10 civilians as they queued for bread are two of yesterday's attacks which received coverage today. Under the headline, Thanks for Standing By Us, in common with the Irish Daily Mail, the Irish Daily Star leads with yesterday's phone call between the Taoiseach and Volodymyr Zelensky. 26,000 welcomes, the headline in the Mail, meanwhile, refers to the number of Irish people who have pledged to open their homes to people fleeing from Ukraine. The Ukrainian president's address to the US Congress yesterday, in which he compared the Russian invasion to Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 attacks on the US, generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. The Irish Independent leads today with a call from Paddy Common of AA Ireland for filling stations to bring their prices down in line with the drop in the price of crude oil, while the Belfast Telegraph reports today that the price of home heating oil in Northern Ireland has dropped by 20% in the past week. For its lead story, the Irish News carries an interview with Mary Bullock, whose 17-year-old daughter Lauren was one of three teenagers who died in the Greenvale hotel tragedy on this day 3 years ago. Along with 17-year-old Morgan Barnard and 16-year-old Connor Curry, Lauren died as she queued for a disco at the hotel in Cookstown in County Tyrone. In common with today's Times, the Irish Examiner runs with a St. Patrick's Day themed picture on its front page this morning. The paper adopts a cautionary tone, however, with its lead headline, St. Patrick's Day is back, but COVID is on the rise. Our national holiday also provides the Irish Daily Mirror with its lead story. Larissa Nolan reports that 40,000 people are expected to throng into Dublin city centre for the capital's first parade in 3 years. Elsewhere this morning, Michael O'Leary is quoted extensively denying claims that Ryanair has hiked up prices for flights out of Ukraine. And the Ryanair chief also features in a number of today's papers, becoming emotional after his much-loved horse Tiger Roll failed to win at Cheltenham yesterday. Owen English has a story in The Examiner about a row amongst members of Cork City Council in which Green Party councillor Colette Finn branded the chamber as a boys' club. And finally, The Examiner has a picture on its back page this morning of a 15-metre sunflower which has been put on the steeple of St Mary's Church in Killarney as part of their St Patrick's Festival celebrations in solidarity with the people of Ukraine, because we're told that the sunflower is the national flower of Ukraine.